Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Joshua Yunkin. Today we offer some good news on the debate over Darwin. Professor Massimo Piliucci, philosopher and evolutionary biologist, recently typed up an open letter to his people, the, quote, community of reason, end quote, to urge rationality on them. Whether you belong to this ironically named tribe or not, Piliucci's honest self-assessment is worth a look. In the letter, he says about his tribe's leaders, astutely he names no names, what we've said of them for years, that they critique their opponents in the least rational and least productive way imaginable. Piliucci puts the point this way, quote, gone are, it seems, the days of the Carl Sagans, Martin Gardners, and Bertrand Russells, and welcome to the days of bloggers and Twitterers spouting venom or nonsense just because they can, end quote. To organize his thoughts on the problem, Piliucci makes several lists, like a good philosopher. His last list, including the following items, suggests a remedy. Return to philosophy and its virtues. Quote, apply the principle of charity, giving the best possible interpretation of someone else's argument before you mercilessly dismantle it. After which, by all means, feel free to go ahead and mercilessly dismantle it. Engage your readers and your opponents in as civil a tone as you can muster. Few people deserve to be put straight into insult mode. Hitler and Pat Robertson come to mind. Treat the opinions of experts in a given domain with respect unless your domain of expertise is reasonably close to the issue at hand. This doesn't mean not criticizing experts or worshiping their pronouncements, but only to avoid anti-intellectualism while doing it. Read more philosophy. It will do you a world of good. And I am assuming that if you are a member of the community of reason, you already do read quite a bit of science. And if not, why are you here? Pick the right role models for your skeptics pantheon. Suggestions above, like Bertrand Russell. People to avoid, though, are left to your keen intuition, notably by their absence. Remember what the objectives are. To learn from exposing your ideas to the cross-criticism of others, and in turn, help others learn to think better. Objectives do not include showing the world how right and cool you are. End quote. In Piliucci's call to an ethic of mutual understanding, you may catch an echo of Hegel, who wrote long ago that, quote, the genuine refutation must penetrate the opponent's stronghold and meet him on his own ground. No advantage is gained by attacking him somewhere else and defeating him where he is not, end quote. The Hegelian critique works because it proceeds from the trusted inside of a community within its distinctive views and values. Piliucci performs this move on his brethren as he commends its use to them. At Discovery Institute, we don't expect our critics to always be or even always act as philosophers. But every now and then, there is a surprise. And I'm not even talking about Piliucci here. I'm actually referring to atheist philosopher Thomas Nagel, who recently published Mind and Cosmos. In it, he says, quote, defenders of intelligent design deserve our gratitude, end quote. And he says a lot more, and it gets a lot better. But I don't want to ruin the surprise. In the days ahead, we'll talk more about Nagel and his book at evolutionnews.org, and here as well. This has been ID the Future. I'm Joshua Yunkin. Thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.